Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about how to make money in a recession. In my opinion, there are several ways to do it. We're going to talk about what they are.
Hey, guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
So first, I want to talk about inverse ETFs. Now, some of you may not know what an ETF is. It's an exchange-traded fund. Basically, just think of it as an instrument that Wall Street created to make money for themselves, okay? But what they don't understand is God had you, his children, in mind when he made them and put those on the shelf. So God put them on the shelf for you and me, right? But they thought they did it for themselves. But they're instruments that can be traded just like a stock. In other words, you can buy and sell them throughout the day as long as the market is open. You can buy one if you needed to get out of it. You could sell it in a nanosecond. So much better than mutual funds, because did you know that mutual funds, if you decided the market was crashing, let's say the Dow is going to fall 1,000 points today, you couldn't get out of your mutual fund until the end of the day after the market closed. So it would have already lost all that money. ETFs, not so. ETFs, if you saw the market falling, you could have your financial manager sell that ETF, boom, right then. At any time during the day, you can sell them. So they operate like stocks, and that makes them very nice. But they can be diversified almost like a mutual fund, so you have the safety that's involved there as well. So ETFs, just think of them as trading like a stock, but they act more like a mutual fund. Now, let's talk about what an inverse ETF is. Well, what it is, most ETFs go up when the market's moving up. So if the stocks that are in that ETF are moving up, that ETF goes up. So you could treat that like a stock. You could buy it low when it hits support and bounces up a little bit. We've talked about that many times in the past. And then as it moves up close to resistance, you could sell it for a potential profit, right? That's how ETFs work. Now, here's what's cool about inverse ETFs. They have potential to make money when the market's going down. That's what it means by inverse. So let's say the S&P in general was going down in a bearish market, then all of a sudden you can buy an inverse ETF on the S&P. So in that case, if you bought it at resistance and the S&P is moving down, when the S&P gets to support, that inverse ETF would have made money. Now that's weird, I know. It makes money when the market's going down. That's what's cool about it though, in a bearish market. Well, that's what recessions cause, right? Bear markets. And or they come as a result of the recession. And so this is really a wonderful tool that God put on the shelf for you. Now, if you want to look at the three major exchanges, you got the NASDAQ, you've got the S&P, you've got the Dow, right? So for the NASDAQ, if you thought it was going to be moving down for, say, 3 months or maybe even for a year if it's a bear market, you can buy what's called PSQ. That's the ticker symbol. PSQ is the inverse ETF for the NASDAQ. So if the NASDAQ moves down and you're in that one, if you buy that like a stock, then it makes money. All right. Now, the Dow, you could buy the inverse ETF for the Dow. It's called DOG, D-O-G. That's the ticker symbol. So if the Dow is moving down and you own DOG, it makes money as if it's going up, right? It's inverse. And then for the S&P 500, it's SH. That's the ticker symbol. So as the S&P goes down, SH moves up in value and makes money for you. So you can buy and sell those like you would a stock, realizing that they work inverse to what the market's doing. Now, you can actually chart them. If you put those ticker symbols I just gave you into a chart, it will chart the inverse. Well, when you do that, it sort of turns it upside down and it looks like it's moving up if the S&P is going down, right? It'll be moving up. So you could put support and resistance lines, let it bounce up a little bit off support, and then sell it just before it gets to resistance, and then continue to do that as it works its way up. And that is one great way to make money in a recession. Now, if you go out to Tradeway.com, we're going to teach you all the skill sets for how to do this and the rules, which are very important, because you've got emotions, you can't eliminate those, but you don't want to trade through emotions. So we got to have the rules to eliminate, well, not really eliminate, but to control and manage those emotions like fear and greed and pride and so forth. So Tradeway is great for that because we not only have the educational system, we have fantastic coaches, in my opinion. They're the best in the world, and we will help you with that. Now, another way, obviously, to have the potential to make money when the market's moving down, learn how to short stocks. But we don't advocate that at Tradeway because that's for bigger boys with tons of money. I'm talking about millions of dollars that they're trading. It's too dangerous for you guys, in our opinion. So I wouldn't use that. But guess what? The good news is there are other ways to do this. And of course, the inverse ETF is safer, in my opinion. So that's what I would use to start with. And there's a great way. But what if you wanted to leverage a little bit? What if you wanted to get more bang for your buck, so to speak? Well, you need to get leverage to do that. One of the ways to do it is you can buy ETFs on margin. What does that mean? When you open your brokerage account, there's going to be forms to fill out. Normally, what we have our clients do at Tradeway is when you fill that out, you want to apply for what we call a margin account. And really, it's very simple to do. We can coach you through how to do it if you want some help on that. But you just want to apply for a margin account. And then once that account's open, you're good to go. Now, if you've got at least $2,000 in that account, they will let you buy on margin. What does that mean? Well, let's say you had $2,000 in there, but you wanted to buy $4,000 worth of the inverse ETF SH. Guess what? You just do it. Even though you only had $2,000, you buy $4,000 worth. That is buying on margin. Now, what does it mean? It means the brokerage house loaned you some money to buy twice as many shares. You say, well, that's dangerous. Well, not if you keep the rules. And we can talk about that in the Tradeway information. The education is fantastic. It's going to tell you how to manage the risk of even that. But I'm just telling you for now, it's a way you can do it. You can get twice as many shares for half the money, so to speak, if you learn to buy the inverse ETFs on margin. Now, here's another way. What about, and this is even better leverage, this is called options. What if you could trade in the option market and then you wouldn't even have to do ETFs? Or even better than that, guess what? ETFs have options. So it's pretty cool. Now, an option is the right, but not the obligation to buy a stock or an ETF. You kind of have to go through what we call step two at Tradeway to learn how to do that. But it's really cool because I'll give you an example. If you had a stock that was $50 per share, you'd have to have about $50,000 to buy 1,000 shares, wouldn't you? But if you bought the call option, you'd only have to have $5,000 to control 1,000 shares. You see how you get leverage. So you can have roughly 10 times the shares for a tenth the money. And you can do that with inverse ETFs if you learn how to buy put options on the ETF. Now, if you're really going to do the puts, you're not going to use the inverse ETF, though. You're going to use the regular ETF. In other words, you're going to buy the put option on the S&P itself or on the NASDAQ. And that may sound a little complex, and that's fine because you need to at least go through step two with Tradeway to have the skill sets there to make sense out of this. I just want you to know it's available. And really, in my opinion, buying puts is actually safer than a lot of other things because we teach you how to manage that and how to do it correctly. So I like the idea of puts. I certainly don't want you to try to go out and short stocks. So we're either going to buy inverse ETFs or we're going to buy puts on the index itself. And those are two really good ways to have the potential to make money when a market is moving down, even over the best part of a year when you're in a bear market. You know, we analyze these things the best we can, judging on what has happened in the past. Like, we've had an inverse yield curve for almost 2 years now. We've also had the Fed lowering the monetary supply on purpose. And many other things like the economic indicators that the Fed looks at for recession. Now, all three of those things are flashing recession, and have been for many months. And we have an opinion that in the past, you know how they've been raising the interest rates and now they're just holding them at a really high level, correct? There will come a day when they will lower the interest rate for the first time. We think that'll be sometime after the election, but probably before the end of December. If not, then the first quarter of 2025. But from the time that they lower that for the first time, on average, 2 to 4 months later, a recession begins. So think about that. You don't want to be in a position where you allow your money manager just to leave your money in stocks all the way down for a whole year to the bottom of that bear market. So if you go out to tradeway.com, we can show you how to at least learn to advise that manager to go to cash or something, you know, where you're not riding it all the way down and you lose all that money. So, man, it is so important at a time like this. I think we've got until after the election, probably. It's just my opinion. But, man, we get into 2025 with all these indicators indicating recession. We need to pay attention to what our advisors are doing with our money. And really, at Tradeway, you can learn to manage your own money if you want to and not even trust someone out there like that. So I think we have at least until the end of the year before the recession hits. It'd probably be in 2025. And I think 2 to 4 months after the first time they lower that rate, which could be, you know, it could be in November, but it could be first part of next year. We'll see. But just remember, when we get to that point, we don't want to be in the stock market unless we're in inverse ETFs or something that has potential to make money on the way down, or in cash is okay. You just don't want to stay in equities when that bear market hits. Okay, now there are a couple of other things we could mention about recessions. You know, would you think it might be a good time to buy gold and silver? Perhaps. Well, Tradeway has an entire division on precious metals, so you could check into that. Now, another thing is, believe it or not, you can buy ETFs on gold and silver and on gold mines and silver mines. So there's a lot of opportunities for what we think would be good investments during a recession. Okay, guys, we're about out of time, but I hope I've caught your attention. A couple of things. Number one, there probably is a recession coming right around the corner in 2025. But number two, you can prepare for that. You can do better than preparing for it. Not only can you protect your assets, but you also have the potential to make some serious money during the next recession. So I hope you enjoyed this show. If you want to learn more about this, go out to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide. We got something that's awesome for you, and it's free. We'll see you next time.